Dish TV is better than cable TV. Here's why. Dish has the nation's lowest TV price, along with an award-winning DVR that can skip commercials, record 8 shows at once, and get access to thousands of movies at your fingertips. Cable simply can't even compare. So the smart choice is to cut the cable and get Dish. Plus, you get all these great TV features, free HD DVR upgrade, free installation, and free movie channels. Say goodbye to cable and get more with Dish TV.
Call 800-579-0107. 800-579-0107.
As an added bonus, you can switch to Dish now and receive a $50 Visa gift card. So call now and get Dish TV.
800-579-0107. 800-579-0107. That's 800-579-0107.
Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, monthly equipment fees, and other restrictions apply. Promotion can change at any time.
The National Football League draft taking place April 23rd through 25th. It's going to happen virtually, and one of the young men hoping to hear his name called was a box-to-row All-American in 2019. Check out the numbers. 104 receptions, 1,437 yards, averaged 13.8 yards per reception, 8 touchdowns. He also got it done in the return game, returning a punt and a kickoff for a touchdown on the season for Tennessee State. Also got it done in the rushing department as well. He's from Nashville, Tennessee. He's Chris Rowland, and he joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Chris, welcome to the program.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. It's interesting because you played college football in your hometown, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But how are you and your family doing in light of this COVID-19?
We're doing good, man. Just like I said earlier, I'm just trying to prevent the spread of the coronavirus and just still trying to find a way to stay active as much as I can and stay in shape with everything that's going on. And but my family's good. You know, everybody's healthy. Thank God, you know, for that. And, you know, just trying to get by as much as we can.
Yeah, how are you able to do that? Because I know, obviously, you're preparing for the upcoming draft. The numbers are absolutely gaudy, as we talked about. As a matter of fact, you become the 9th Tennessee State Tiger in history to win OVC Player of the Year. So what are some of the things that you're able to do to continue to prepare physically for the National Football League draft?
Just continue to work hard. That's always my number one goal, continue to work hard and continue to push myself through the summer. You know, one thing I did differently this past year was I focused more on, you know, my routes instead of strength this past year, just, you know, getting in and out of cuts as opposed to, you know, just being in the weight room all summer. But that's one thing I took pride in, and just focusing more on my craft, because I feel like going to that level, you're going to need to work solely more on your craft, you know, because everybody's going to be fast and strong in the National Football League. But, you know, the guys that stick around are guys that are craftsmen and that are smart as well. So that's one thing that I plan on doing more of as the season comes up.
Interesting, because on your Twitter page, like, you have pinned a little bit of a video. And, man, I tell you what, you talk about some of the moves, the route running, some of the moves you had. I mean, speak to that and really how you worked on that. And that was very evident on the tape, at least that I saw.
Just working on it in and out of routes. Like I said earlier, I trained with, you know, Riley Howard and the Elite 3 Foundation. There's a training group down here in Nashville. He's done a very good job of getting me ready for the season these past 2 years. And, you know, he solely likes to focus more on craftsman work, you know, trying to make every route look different than the one before. You know, even if it's a go route, I'm trying to make every route look like it's a go route. That's one thing that I've been taught. And just focusing on that, you know, I'm just spending hours and hours, you know, on just head fakes. It, you know, the little things matter when it comes to route running, because you got to be a craftsman. You know, everybody's good. You know, DBs are getting really, really good these days, and you got to find a way to separate yourself. And I feel like, you know, focusing solely more on, you know, that part of the game, you know, fakes in and out of cuts, that's what's going to get you there and keep you there.
Chris Rowland, hoping to hear his name called in an upcoming National Football League draft. Of course, he's from Nashville, played at Tennessee State, joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Now, you did go to some postseason prior to all of the coronavirus situation. You went to some, you know, some postseason bowl games and such, correct?
Yes, I played in the NFLPA Bowl. It was in Pasadena, California.
Right.
It was one of the senior bowls. And, you know, it was a pretty good experience to play in that.
Yeah, talk about that, what you gained from that, not only in the game, but all the game itself, but all of the lead up to that, whether it was the combine like situation, et cetera.
Oh, it was good playing that. You know, I got to see guys from every branch of college football, you know, whether it was D2 or guys that play, you know, FBS ball. One of the things that, you know, entered my mind was, and people are asking questions, can he play, can I play at this level, you know, with these guys in FBS ball? Because, you know, FCS, they try to make a big difference. But at the end of the day, man, I see it as just, you know, just playing football, just play fast, you know, you're going to be fine. And, you know, as soon as that first snap, you know, that first one-on-one click, you know what I'm saying, it, at that point, it's just instinct, you know, just play fast. And it was a good experience, you know, playing with guys that that come from all life's walks and stuff. And just being around that atmosphere, you know, being around coaches and Hall of Famers, you know, guys like Kevin McWiles, our offensive coordinator. You know, me and him had a real good bond, you know, he's a good dude. And my receiver coach, Santana Moss, you know, is another guy that, you know, I kind of looked up to growing up. And, you know, we kind of, you know, kicked it a little too, you know, had a bunch of conversations about life, you know, everything and how the process is going to go. And I couldn't be more grateful for that experience. You know, just guys that have been, you know, along the walks and been through the NFL and stuff like that. And Rod Woodson was also there. You know, he's our defensive coordinator. And just listening to the wisdom that those guys grant, you know, to young players, you know, you can't take it for granted. And so it was just a real humbling experience.
Yeah, no question about it. Sounds like an outstanding experience for you. I mean, I mentioned the numbers, gaudy numbers. I think the only thing you did not do this year, Chris, is throw a touchdown pass. You actually on – before I even get to that, what happened? You were 0-for-1, and it was an interception. What happened there, Chris?
There was – it was a fake field goal, and it was against MTSU. And we had not practiced it that much, but, you know, it's FBS game, you know, you're willing to try anything. So coach was like, man, let's just try and see what happens. So we ran the play, and this guy, the long snapper, when he snaps it to me, he's supposed to release up the middle and go to the back of the end zone. Well, you know, right as he, you know, he snapped the ball, he ran and turned around at the goal line, but I was getting pressured. So I threw it on a timing route thinking he was going to go to the back of the goal line. You know, the safety was there. And I like to mention our long snapper was 6'6". So, you know, I figured a jump ball, you know, I could get him on a jump ball. But he had, you know, ran and turned around. And by the time he had turned around, the ball was in the air. That safety had sat there and caught him in. So, man, so that was my one pass attempt on the season. So,
Hey, look, you can't get him. I mean, the numbers are absolutely gaudy. I mentioned them. 104 catches, 1,437 yards. 8 touchdowns, again, a rushing touchdown, obviously 8 receiving touchdowns, a punt return for a touchdown, and a kick return for a touchdown. I'm sure there's nobody in the country that did all of that. That said, were you disappointed not to have been invited to the National Football League Combine?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, it's everybody's dream to go to the NFL Combine, you know, and I felt like that I had – put up the numbers and showed up at Senior Bowl, stuff like that. You know, I had one, you know, practice player of the week or player of the week, something like that throughout the practices. And, you know, I felt like I put myself in good position to be invited to that Senior Bowl. And I ended up starting in the NFLPA Bowl. You know, some of the guys that did not start or, you know, were behind me, but they played at bigger schools. Ended up getting invited. So, you know, it kind of stung a little, you know, it's kind of like, you know, like a slap in the face, just being overlooked. But at the end of the day, you know, I got get it, you know, you got Poindexter's up, you know, all doing the, I guess, voting and all that. So,
yeah,
and it's all politics. So, you know, so I wasn't, you know, too surprised, but I was just like, okay, I see what's going on, you know, so I'm not too worried.
Yeah. And I'm
but
sure
it was insulting though. So,
yeah. Yeah, no question. The numbers are great. One of the best players in FCS. I mean, you know, you mentioned it in the beginning in terms of playing FCS. Sometimes you get overlooked. I'm sure you will use that as motivation. Another thing, it's interesting you mentioned Santana Moss, because Santana Moss, blazing speed. You know, he like you, you're on the shorter side, like he was. So can you speak to that? I mean, how How have scouts approached you about that? What have you heard about that? And obviously, as we know, you know, it's not about the size. It's about the heart you have and what you're able to do on the field.
Right. And, you know, I've heard many intangibles when it comes to my height. You know, it's many things when it comes to that. I can't help, you know, I can't help my height. I can't help my catch radius. But, you know, I make up for – my production makes up for more than the size when it comes to – if you look at the game film, it says, you know, height or catch radius. But, you know, all I can do is try to make up that within big play production. So that's pretty much all I have on that.
Yeah, no question about it. Chris Rowland, of course, of Tennessee State, box-to-row All-American, hoping to hear his name in the National Football League draft, joins us here on the program. So – you know, what your thoughts? I mean, obviously, it is what it is in terms of where we are now. Everything is different. It's going to be a virtual National Football League draft. Just kind of your thoughts on that, and just, you know, sort of take us through this process here over the last, I don't know, month, 45 days since we've been involved in this, and how that's sort of gone for you, that you can't really. You know, you can work out, but you can't work out amongst a bunch of people.
It's been tough, you know, but, you know, not discouraging. You know, I haven't been discouraged at all. You know, I do want to work out in front of teams, but at this point, you know, scouts are going to go off of game film. And, you know, I'm pretty confident in my game film, game tape and stuff like that. And when that time comes, you know, I hope to make the right decision. But, you know, it's cool, though, with the whole virtual draft thing, you know. I wish, you know, it could have found a way to, you know, have people, you know, the guys that are going to get drafted to go there, because, you know, those guys that deserve it, they get drafted, deserve to walk on stage, you know, all the hard work they put in their whole life, you know, and they don't get to walk on stage this year, but it's still pretty cool, you know, having a virtual, you know, walk, you know, those guys, whoever, you know, go in the first, you know, 1 to 4 rounds, you know, pretty awesome. But at the same time, you know, you got to take precautions. So I understand that. And these last 45 days, you know, they've been up and down. Like I said, I've been working out in and out of a garage. You know, my trainer put together, you know, a couple weights from, you know, local high school. That's where I've been. But there's always many ways to find work, man. You just got to find it, whether it's hand-eye coordination with a tennis ball. You can't go out to the field, man. You can always get passes. Catch balls, you know, in the house. Anyway, man, like, people you just got to be willing to work. That's how I feel about it with this whole situation. And you just got to find it, you know. That's one thing my offensive coordinator always told me, man. You know, the grind, you know, you embrace the grind, man. You just got to find it. Because I see this, you know, as, you know, just potholes, embrace the potholes, because in each pothole, there's a spring that's going to be able to spring you forward for these tough times. And so I feel like, you know, these tough times, you know, it's going to help you get built to last. So I'm just embracing this moment and just taking it slow.
Yeah, a couple of more last thoughts, Chris. We appreciate the time. Tell us how you ended up at the hometown school, Tennessee State, you being from right there in Nashville.
You know, I have a rich family history of Tennessee State. you know, my grandparents went to Tennessee State. My mom and dad's side, they both did. My mother went to Tennessee State. So it was kind of a no-brainer when they offered me. You know, I kind of figured, you know, I'm going to end up going to Tennessee State. But, you know, it had been around my whole life. I never thought I would have, you know, growing up. But once it got around that time, I was like, you know, maybe this is not a bad idea, you know, just to go and stay home and go here. So pretty thankful for the decision I made. And I'm just glad I was able to attend a great university like Tennessee State. So,
what are you running the 40 in these days?
During pre-training, we were early on, I was running mid 4.3, sub 4.4. So that was where I was getting timed at.
Wow. Wow, man.
So.
That's blazing. Like, that is, and you know, that, and I mean, that's really, really blazing. What have you been able to talk to any teams? What are some of the teams saying to you?
Just, you know, keep working hard. They're going to start evaluating game tape a lot harder now. You know, scouts are really going to make their money this year based off not being able to go and see you in person. So whatever, you know, NFL teams have on you with the game film and scouts that have got to see you in person, they just got to go off and rely on that source that they have. So
Yeah, no question about it. Chris Rowland joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row, of course, a Box to Row All-American. He was the OVC Player of the Year, over 1,400 yards, receiving 104 receptions on the season, led FCS 13.8 yards per reception. Also, a rushing touchdown, a kick return for a touchdown, a punt return for a touchdown, and caught 8 touchdown passes as well. Chris, we appreciate the time, man. We look forward and hoping to hear your name called in the National Football League draft.
Thanks for having me, man.